And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is health, mind, body, and financial. My first guest, Lisa Cauthey, she examined infidelity, relationships, and how relationships come to a close. My next guest is an icon in the health and fitness field. He's the undisputed leading authority on vitamins, nutrition, and overall health. And we're going to discuss a new epidemic that's rampaging across America, something that he calls diabesity. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Earl Mundell is a writer and a nutritionist. He's authored over 50 books on health and wellness, and he's a strong advocate of nutrition as preventative medicine and homeopathy. Dr. Mundell, his most notable publication is Earl Mundell's Vitamin Bible. It's a glossary of all kinds of information. It was first published back in 1979. Since then, it's sold over 3 million copies. It's been translated into 33 different languages. Dr. Mundell's a registered pharmacist, a master herbalist, and a professor of nutrition at Pacific Western University in Los Angeles. His latest book is titled Earl Mundell's Nutrition Bible, The Straight Skinny on Fad Diets, Good Carbs, Good Fats, Good Proteins, and How to Opt Out of the Diabesity Epidemic. Welcome to the show, Earl. How are you today?
I'm terrific, and let me tell you something. You can have all the wealth you want, but the first wealth is health.
There you go. And you have really coined a lot of phrases like that.
I'm saying it's about time the American public realized that we are one of the, there's 33 countries in the Western, so-called Western countries. We're number one when it comes to being overweight. I mean, number one. It's unbelievable. 70% of American adults are overweight. A third of them are obese. 30% of the children. And how about this one? 40% of the dogs in this country are overweight.
40% of the dogs, and there's somebody out there actually calculating that, Earl.
Absolutely.
That's the part that blows my mind.
They're called veterinarians.
Yeah. Ah, veterinarians.
And guess what? The dogs have the same problems we do when they're overweight. So I call it diabesity because it's a combination of two words, diabetes and obesity. And if you're obese in this country, your chance of coming down with the so-called type 2 diabetes are so much greater than otherwise. And they used to call it adult onset, but because it's getting younger and younger, they change it to type 2. Here's another thing I say. America is getting sicker quicker.
Yeah. And what do you mean by that? Because I love that catchphrase. What do you mean we're getting sicker quicker?
Well, because the children. We have a third of the children are overweight, and they're having more problems with heart disease and cholesterol and high blood pressure and all these others, they're hardening the arteries. So it's starting younger and younger.
Well, Earl, answer this question for me, please. We've got all of these diet books. We've got all of these diets that come along. And if the diets and the diet books work, how come we're as a country getting more obese?
They don't work. That's the whole thing. I hate the word diet because it starts with die.
So
nobody
true.
Wants a diet. Nobody wants to stop eating things that they want. But we have to move a step before that, and that's what my book, Nutrition Bible, is all about. It tells you how to basically manage or control your sugar intake, and that, I think, is the big problem in America today. We're eating 161 pounds of sugar per person per year.
Wow, per person per year. Now, what role does the agriculture and agriculture business play in all of this? I mean, that we're eating that much sugar.
Agriculture has nothing to do with it. It's processed foods. I mean, if you want to go to your area in Ventura County and buy strawberries and winter right off the field, they're wonderful. Would you add sugar to that? Of course not.
Actually, I do, Earl. So that's probably part of my problem right there.
Well, but see, there's no reason to. It's just that you are a sugaraholic like most Americans. All the processed food companies add sugar and salt to almost everything. The salt is there for taste and also as a natural preservative. And, by the way, look for OSE. If you're reading labels, OSE at the end of the word, that tells you it's one of the sugars.
All right. So anything ending in OSE is a sugar. So fructose ends in OSE. That's a sugar. What would be some others that we would look for?
Well, of course, sucrose or a common table sugar. But see, you're not getting fructose in your processed food. You're getting highly refined fructose. You're getting corn syrup. You're getting corn syrup solids. There's 32 ways you can call sugar sugar besides the OSE at the end of the word.
Wow. All right. We're talking to Earl Mendel, everybody. He's the author of the latest book, Earl Mendel's Nutrition Bible. Earl, what are some of the misconceptions about nutrition that are floating around out there today that we're all falling victim to?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that if it's good for you, it doesn't taste good. It actually is exactly opposite. I mean, we've lost the sense of taste of real good food. I mean, I've been, my mother-in-law lives in right near you in Camarillo.
Oh.
And when they pick those strawberries, oh, my goodness. Or when the farmers come in to do these things where they sell their products, it's wonderful. I mean, the taste is incredible. You can go in and buy a tomato in the supermarkets. You can pick it up and throw it against a wall, and it'll bounce back at you unbruised. Now, you take a real tomato from the vine and throw it against the wall, guess what happens?
Well, it smashes, if not, exactly. At the very least, gets bruised.
So we're eating all processed foods that have been either physically or chemically changed, and it's too bad that we don't even know about real foods. So I think it's a big misconception that real foods don't taste good. It's the other way around.
It is the other way around. All right. Well, now you've identified this new epidemic. You're calling it diabesity. It's starting younger and younger in our children. How do we nip this thing in the bud? How do we turn this epidemic around so that it's going in the right direction?
Well, the first thing I tell people to do is open up your refrigerator door and basically start reading the labels of the products that you have that you're feeding your family. And mm-hmm. I'd be amazed to see what the what these chemicals are in the food. Sometimes I'll go into a grocery store just see a new product, and some of the chemicals I have to look up because there's all new ones.
And you're a nutritionist and a pharmacist as well.
Right, but a food chemist, I mean, these people are geniuses in being able to take things that have no taste whatsoever and manipulate them with all artificial everything.
Mm, okay, so open the fridge, read the labels, then what?
All right. Well, then start to, I have in the book, Nutrition Bible, I have what I call it 10 core principles for healthy living. Number one is definitely eat whole foods instead of processed foods. And that's not as easy as it sounds because the companies that produce these processed foods will trick you. They'll say, well, we have whole wheat. Well, that's not what you want. You want whole grains, 7 or 10 grains, because it's just whole wheat flour. So you got to read and find out what you're buying for your money. And, of course, I think it's so imperative that we drink enough of clean water every day. Now, when I'm talking about clean water, I'm talking about water that has been either filtered or is free of all the additives that you find in regular water.
Even fluoride?
Yes, including chlorine, yeah.
Mm, okay, that's hard to do because they fluoridate the water in almost every municipality around here.
Correct, so you have to get a water filter type thing that takes care of it. And people say, well, how much water should I drink? Take your weight, divide it by 2. That's how many ounces you need per day of water. And water is wonderful. It keeps your skin clear. It helps you to lose weight because a lot of times you think you're hungry. It's really you're thirsty. It also is good for normal regularity. I mean, you need water. And most of us don't drink water. And I'm not talking about diet soft drinks. In fact, some of the new research is showing that the diet soft drinks actually cause you to gain weight because the body says, I'm going to get sugar, but it doesn't, so it looks for it somewhere else.
And it triggers a reaction. We're talking to Dr. Earl Mendel, everybody. He's the author of the new book, Earl Mendel's Nutrition Bible. All right, so there are 10 things, 10 rules that you live by. The first two, eat whole foods, drink plenty of clear water. What are some of the others?
Go organic. Try to, here in California, there's not a problem about getting organic fruits and vegetables. And you can't overdose on fruits and vegetables. They're now saying 11 servings per day. From what I hear, it'll go up to 50 to 20 because most of the, unfortunately, these things have been processed. But at least get get fruits and vegetables that are free of pesticides, insecticides, at herbicides.
And we are fortunate here in California. There's a lot of that organic movement that's going on. I just got back from the Midwest. It hasn't quite caught on there. But
not yet.
Help me to understand, because a lot of foods are coming with these complex classifications. You have organic, you have all natural, you have natural organic, pesticide-free, cage-free, humane. Help break it down for us. What do all of these labels mean, and how do we cut through the marketing clutter?
Well, certified organic in California means that it is free of any pesticide, herbicide, or insecticide. The other things should be pretty self-explanatory. But let me give you some of the other things. Your digestive system is so important. Either take a digestive enzyme, or I'm a great believer in probiotics. These are the friendly bacteria that help to digest the food, because if you don't absorb the nutrients, what's the use of it?
All right. Now, what are some of the typical probiotics that we might find?
Well, you'll find it comes in a capsule form. It's called Lactobacillus acidophilus. These are long names, but you can easily find these things, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Yogurt, of course, is made with the friendly bacteria, but most of the processed yogurt, the bacteria is dead, so it's not going to help you. A vitamin mineral supplement is your best health insurance. You know, if you go back to the Second World War, when the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the government at the time gave all the workers a plot of land called a victory garden.
Right, right. I remember.
Well, Michelle Obama, our present first lady, she's trying to do the same thing in the inner cities, because we know that if the people eat fresh fruits and vegetables, they will be healthier and they'll have less sick days. But what people don't know is during the time of the Pearl Harbor situation, all the workers were given a vitamin formula called Vitamins for Victory. Now, 70 years later, in our Twinkie, Ding Dong, Donut, Pizza, Prozac, Pepsi, Plavix diet, the need for a supplement is greater than ever.
All right, that's cool. That's good advice. That's five. What are some of the others?
Well, you've got a physician that is open-minded when it comes to what I call companion medicine. Otherwise, it's okay to use the old, so-called allopathic, but how about some of the natural remedies, too? And find alternatives to prescription drugs. You know, I'm a pharmacist as well. We are so brainwashed in this country about taking drugs, we don't know that many of these drugs can actually cause you to gain weight. And even in the book, I talk about some of the drugs that can cause diabetes, believe it or not.
Well, give us an example. What would be a drug that might cause diabetes?
Well, there's a whole list here of things. Some even of the so-called cholesterol statin drugs possibly can even lead to things such as type 2 diabetes. I have a whole list. And then add movement to your life. I don't like to use the term exercise, but it scares people. Get up and walk around and find out what a wonderful place you live in. You know, when you're going 30, 40, 50 miles an hour down a road, you don't even get to see what's happening.
Right.
So movement. And start slowly. The first day, a block or half a block. And, of course, if you have any condition, check with your physician. You should pay attention to what you're eating. Ask yourself before you eat something, is this going to be good for my body? Boy, that changes things around. And finally, you got to manage stress. How do you do that?
Yeah, how?
Well, you learn to basically control stress. You're not going to get rid of it, but I think exercise is a good way of doing it. Whatever you have to do. I've had people tell me that they actually get into their shower. They don't turn the water on. They just sit there and just think for about 5 or 10 minutes. And by the way, television is very stressful.
Why is television stressful?
Are you kidding me? Watch it. Watch the 11 o'clock news. Is there anything good? I mean, it's a horrible thing. If people came to this country and watched some of those news programs, they'd run.
We're talking to Dr. Earl Mindell, and he's giving us probably the best reason to listen to Positive Talk Radio here on KKZZ AM 1400 of anybody. He's also the author of the book, Earl Mindell's Nutrition Bible. Earl, those are some great tips that you've just given us. I want to go back to the beginning, though. I mean, you're originally from Canada. You came down here to the United States. What first got you interested in vitamins, nutrition, and overall health?
Well, you have to go back about 45 years. I was a young pharmacist. Another pharmacist and I opened a long-hour pharmacy. It was open from 9 in the morning until midnight, 7 days a week. And then we took night calls from midnight to 9.
Wow.
Sometimes I'd be working 15 hours a day and take 2 or 3 calls at night. So I was in terrible shape. And he seemed to be able to overcome the stress better than I could. And I said, what's your secret? He said, I take vitamins. Now, this is back in the days when organic and natural were a big thing, and the Hollywood people were saying that the reason that they look so good is that they took care of themselves and took supplements. So I started to become very interested because we gave a vitamin sample to people coming into the pharmacy, and they noticed the difference. And, of course, I felt 1,000% better. So that's how it all started.
I see. Well, now, you've been a pharmacist. You've been in the pharmaceutical industry for a long time, talking about these alternative medicines and preaching your preaching. What role does Big Pharma play in this growing diabetes epidemic that we are facing?
They love it. They love it. They want everybody to. Sooner, I mean, it looks like it's going to double. Diabetes will double by the year 2050, and they are making a lot of money from people who are diabetics. They'll want you to take drugs, you know, et cetera, nothing to prevent the problem. You never hear about prevention. All you hear about is treating the symptoms. Now, I'm not talking about type 1. That's a completely different type 1 diabetes, a completely different disease. That's a very small percent. Only about 8% are type 1. It's the 92% that are type 2 that all can be controlled by proper diet.
All righty, great. So let me ask you, Earl, in writing this book, and you've written 49 other books just like it, what did you get out of writing Earl Mindell's Nutrition Bible?
Well, I got a lot because my father was a diabetic, my grandfather and my grandmother, and I saw what happened to them at the end. My father was almost blind, and of course he didn't take very good care of himself. He was giving himself insulin shots. He said, I'll have a piece of cake, but I'll give myself another shot of insulin. It didn't work. So I feel very strongly that people should know that this is it's out of control. It's pandemic in the country, and it's getting worse instead of better. So that's what I got out of it. I want to be able to communicate what I know to people. I want people to stop being statistics, because that's what is going to happen if you just continue to eat the so-called standard American diet, or SAD.
The standard American diet. Oh, boy. Well, now, how come the flag hasn't been raised, the alarm hasn't been set off for this? This is such a big issue. And
it is being set off. People are saying, but you see, it's small potatoes compared to the advertising of the drugs. I mean, the United States and New Zealand are the only two countries in the world that let the Big Pharma advertise their drugs directly to the public. If Big Pharma had their way, you see an ad for a drug, you touch the screen, and the drug would come out of the television. I mean, that's what they want to do. So they're not interested in trying to prevent problems.
No, I guess they're not. We've been talking to Earl Mindell, everybody. He's the author of the latest book, Earl Mindell's Nutrition Bible. He's also author of the book, Earl Mindell's Vitamin Bible as well, which has sold over 3 million copies, translated into 33 different languages. Earl, if people wanted to learn more about you or learn more about your latest book, where would you direct them to go?
Of course, I have a website, Earl, Earl Mindell, .com. I have a free blog. I have a free vitamin mineral assessment, the personal one, where you can actually take a test and see what you need for your specific needs. Newsletter is free. Just go on to drearlmindell.com. And I really feel it's about time we woke up to the fact that if you want to be healthy in this country, you've got to work at it.
There we go.
Sick. Don't worry about a thing. It's going to happen.
All right. We've been talking to Dr. Earl Mindell. Earl, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for all of the wisdom that you crammed into this interview. We appreciate it. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Thanks.
Take care now. Be well.